getting others to want to help him, as opposed to, you know, conspiring behind his back. And, you know, employees generally, well, first of all, any kind of an organization or relationship, doesn't matter what it is, there's going to be conflict. It can be a business relationship, a personal relationship with your spouse, your family. Every single relationship with customers, conflict is going to happen. It's the nature of the beast. So I like to think it is just making a deposit in a checkbook. You know, let's put some deposits in there because the withdrawals are going to happen for sure. But if you go into an organization thinking, everybody's going to want me to succeed, everybody's going to like me, man, you are totally screwed. You are totally screwed. It is not going to be that way. You need to take actions. And I found just a simple, like an Outlook is very good at this because they got a calendar and you could put down Garrett's birthday. And you hit a little button that says recurrence. And I'll show you this because we're going to have it. And I have it on my computer. I'd be happy to show it to you. But put a little recurrence thing down here annually. So that person's birthday is going to come up every year on your Outlook. It's no problem. Then you can send them a little email and stuff. And, you know, you look ahead and, you know, what's coming up for the following week, you know, and you see birthdays and things like that. Just a simple thing on a birthday. A little gift if you take a trip, you know, something. I like the idea of having dinners with people. Now, if I was a young fellow like Garrett, you know, I'd be thinking about, you know, you got professors at school, maybe you got a dean up there. You know, these, you may want to go to graduate school, or you know, you might need a big recommendation. You know, and these guys can help you get a better job when you go out. You know, and they can just say, hey, Garrett, make sure you interview with GE because they got this program. It's fantastic. And they want it. So you have to set the atmosphere for people to want to help you. And that's customers included. And that means taking, making an effort. If you want to get raises, I mean, it doesn't happen by luck. It happens because people say, you know, I like this guy. He's doing a pretty good job. Let's give him a raise. You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, don't sit around here and beef. I haven't gotten a raise. It's not going to do any good. You know, let's make something happen that it makes you worthy of a raise. A key part of being professional is never ever saying anything bad about anybody, about your company or about competitors. So if a customer calls up and says, oh, I'm using your competitor stuff, but it's horrible, it stinks, and so on, don't say anything. Anybody talks about a competitor, don't say a word. Just listen. And for God's sake, don't ever agree with them. If they say, well, I'm using your competitor because they got the best ships, you know, shipping cycle in the country. You know, they get stuff out in a week, you know, whatever. Don't say a word. You know, oh, yeah, they got great shipments and deliveries. You know, why would you say that? You know, just don't say a word. Never, ever say anything about a competitor, ever. There's nothing but downside when you start talking about competitors. If you build up the competitor, they're going to think, my God, I'm going to continue buying from your competitor. And if you besmirch the competitor, they could have strong ties to the competitor, and that could hurt you. And, you know, I hope you guys have never heard this. I'm sure you have. But men or women talking about their spouse and how they hate their spouse for whatever reason, to me, that's the most horrible thing that anybody could do. If you're not happy with your spouse, for God's sake, keep it to yourself. Anytime you besmirch a family member, it's like throwing mud. When you throw mud, you get it on yourself, and there's just no doubt about it. Don't do it. So no matter how screwed up your company is in whatever area, never ever tell a customer that, or never ever agree that there's something wrong with your company. There's never anything wrong with them ever, so don't ever agree to that. You can look into something, you know, if they want you to look into something, but for God's sake, don't ever agree to it or say that it does exist. Being dependable, that's what sales is all about. That's why you need a database. I'm going to send this to you or die. That's what it's all about in selling. It's I'm going to do it or die. There is no excuse. Didn't happen because of all these reasons. Nuh-uh. It didn't happen because I'm a lousy salesperson. That's why it didn't happen. The best salespersons in the world, if you watch them, they got, you know, they got little computers like this thing over here. They got to-do books like this one over here, and they're always making notes, writing down stuff, because there is nobody in the world that can remember all this stuff. So you need the tools, computers, PDAs, whatever you want to call it, to-do books and so on, Frankel planners or what have you. Handling stress, you know, drinking hot water is fine. It's good. Drink hot water. There's no caffeine in it, and it will make you feel better. Okay, let's move over now to page 30. we got a role play here, and you see, yeah. And now, one thing on these role plays, we're going to do them quickly, and you're never going to understand everything. If I wrote the thing so you'd understand everything, you'd have to read 25 pages. So you make up anything you want to make up on this. You don't have to worry. I'm not going to say, oh, you didn't do it right. There is no right, there is no wrong. We're just going to practice a few things, and if you don't understand it, it's no big deal. Just do it, and quickly. Okay, so we're going to have a customer and a salesperson, a telephone person. We're going to start out, I don't care who's which, you can decide for yourself. The next exercise, we're going to reverse the roles so that nobody is going to be the customer through everyone. So you guys are going to be alternating back and forth between the telephone person and the customer. So on this first one, you're going to have to prepare yourself to employ techniques that have been presented so far in the course, including making the caller's call productive, asking the customer's expectations,